Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Denise Barreto is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Denise is a new friend. She's a managing partner and the founder of Relationships Matter Now. She's the author of the new book, From Here to There, Five Steps to Doing Your Life's Work Every Day. She has helped. She's an influencer expert. That's right. She influences people. She's helped influence the direction of companies like Miller Brewing and United Airlines and other folks like that. And she's here to help us with our small businesses and our own futures. Denise Barreto, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. I'm so happy to be here.
Good to have you back. Good to have you on the show, Denise. Congratulations on your book, by the way.
Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun to get out there.
So talk to us about this idea of finding your life's work. What does that mean?
So, I mean, all of us work, right? I mean, a lot of people most of us spend time working, and I think work takes up a ton of our lives. And I'm just convinced that if you figure out how to do meaningful work that honors your talents and your abilities, that we'll be better for it. Not only will the world be better for it, but you personally would be better.
Right.
And it's the whole idea of we spend more waking hours working, and if you can do something that fulfills you and makes you, that grows you as a person, you're going to be better off. And so are all the people that you do life with, right?
Yeah. Well, and that's a really important thing for people to aspire to, but it's not really as easy as it sounds, is it?
Oh, no, not at all. And there's two things I want to make sure your listeners get out of this. Number one, it's not easy, because if it were easy, everybody would be doing
it. Right.
But the second thing is that it only takes some intentional effort. So anything in life that's worth having, there's a little effort, there's a little elbow grease with it. And so it's this idea, if you can start to navigate through all the stuff that you do by default and hone in on the things that you do well, the things that you enjoy, you can incorporate them wherever you are. This is not a, hey, you got to start your own business.
Right.
If you have your own business, great. But this is also for people who are listening to you that may be sitting in a cubicle in a corporation.
Right.
Those corporations need you to bring your best game. And when you don't bring it, you know, that's when you leave yourself vulnerable for the layoff as well as the misery.
All right. So what would cause someone to get into a situation where things, you know, they're not as motivated? What would cause that, do you think?
Well, you know, I think it's,
do you think most people get there on their own, or do you think they have help?
Well, I think it's both. And it's a great question, Jim, because half of the time, we just kind of default to what happens, right? You kind of fall into that job that pays. You get accustomed to that pay.
And last 4 years, if you find yourself in a position like that, a lot of people have felt trapped that they didn't have any other options, haven't they?
Yep. Especially with the economy that we have. I mean, and to me, this is the right economy for what I'm speaking about. Because this idea, even if you feel trapped in a company or feel trapped wherever you are, if you can change your mindset about what you're doing and how you're doing it and start to bring your best talents to that employer, you might see a whole different, you might see a whole different side of the company.
So, all right, we've got people out there who are literally would like to be doing something else. They can't seem to, they're not feeling very, very motivated in what they're doing, and maybe part of it's their fault, but maybe it's true that it's not all their fault. Other things have gotten sort of contributed to that. So, but how do they wake up one morning and say, "Okay, I'm going to change this. I'm going to make this better than it is on my own"? How do they do that?
Well, for one of the things that I do a lot is I do a lot of self-reflecting, and I do a lot of journaling, because you can't change something that you can't name. If you don't name it, you can't change it. So the idea would be, if you're just starting out and you're like, okay, something has to change. Well, you got to write down what has to change. You have to start reflecting, mm-hmm. and you need to start imagining what you mm-hmm. want, because it's not enough. You know, that's why my book is called From Here to There. It's not enough to only want to be there, right? Because everybody mm-hmm. has that dream thing. Mm-hmm. But it's understanding that here, where I'm sitting today, is no longer tolerable. So that's the only thing that's going to truly push you to there. Because if you just think about there, you know, there right. you can just live in fantasy land and never do anything.
Right.
It's identifying.
Okay, so I've got to identify... Do I identify what's around me, and okay, these are the things that I don't like, including this about me. Do we take inventory? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, exactly. In fact, I mentioned in From Here to There that people need to know what their talents are too. So if the first thing was taking an inventory, as part of that, right. you need to be able to identify what your talents are. In fact, that's one of the steps. It's mm-hmm. commit to using your best talents every day. If you start doing that wherever you are in whatever situation, you are going to, A, give a signal to the world that something is different.
But in order but sometimes we get into ruts. We get a shot from this corner and a shot from that corner, and we take it personally, or we get demotivated or whatever. I mean, you said it first in the beginning, I think, is the most important part of this. You have to be intentional about this. You have to say, yes. okay, I'm not going to let that person demotivate me. I'm not going to let, you know, this department or wherever I am, I'm not going to let them get me down. You happiness is something that you claim for yourself, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And something that you make for yourself, right? Because you, like, you know, when you talk about being intentional, and that is where it starts. It's an intention inside you. Mm-hmm. And you're right. There are going to be circumstances, and there are going to be people. But it's all in your control how you react.
Do you like the idea of making little bitty, even if you can't make big changes, make little changes? Mm, maybe you ask for a transfer to another department or something like that, to make a small change or something like that. Is that, you recommend those kinds of things?
Yeah, because, you know, small changes build momentum for big changes, and the way you react mm-hmm. and handle a small change totally. Let's the universe know if you're ready for a big change, right? Because some people can't handle even small changes, so it's mm-hmm. baby steps.
can you give us your website, please, Denise?
Yes, it's www.relationshipsmatternow.com.
All right.
I am all about relationships.
And the book is called From Here to There, available wherever books are sold. When we come back, Denise has become a small business owner fairly recently. I'm going to ask her what her advice would be to other people who would like to do what she's doing or something similar. Maybe you sell something else, but you still are doing it for yourself. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.